Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers.
Hi, everybody. It's so nice that you've joined us today. We're looking at a really good show, and we're real excited. And I just want to, before we start, make sure everybody remembers that this is a very big and dangerous weekend for those of you who are traveling. So please take extra precaution. Call out your angels to come in and protect. And remember to be safe.
That's right. And make sure you only buy the good top shelf liquor. That's right. You don't want to wake up with a hangover.
Right. And if you do drink, don't drive. Please.
And make sure you buy good quality beef, meat, corn on the cob,
well,
Jersey
after the
corn
good,
preferably.
After the good quality liquor, yeah. Nobody cares about the bad beef.
That's right. No, one of my favorite foods in the whole world is corn on the cob. Love corn on the cob.
Aww.
Yeah, if it's boiled, yeah. More so boiled. And then I like my butter on it and my salt.
Oh, my gosh. I went to a Pampered Chef party, and as a free gift, they gave me this long kind of square object that you put a stick of butter into, and then you wipe your corn on the stick
of
butter.
Oh, yeah. One of my friends has that. Yes.
I'm going to give it to you because I know you love corn on the cob. And so when you have a barbecue, you can use it. Or even if you don't have a barbecue.
Actually, I think we might already have that. And I think – I can't remember, believe it or not.
I find out from Charity. If not, I'll give it to you.
All right. That's cool.
You know?
Yeah. I'm big on gadgets. I
know
always
you are.
A big
That's
gadget
who
person.
I'm telling you.
Always big
and
on gadgets.
And this is such a cool thing because as the butter goes down, it raises it up.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is either peel back the paper from the butter or just put a already peeled stick of butter in there.
I'm going to share with everybody. I'm going to send out a few tips throughout the course of our show. And one of the tips that I want to share with everybody is green coffee beans. And green coffee beans, when you take these pills, it's a vitamin, that it literally breaks down the carbs so it doesn't turn into fat.
Really?
And so I've been taking it, and I've been noticing a difference in my stomach. I'm able to fit into clothes now.
Wonderful.
And you take it – the best time to take it is a half hour to an hour before meal, but sometimes I forget, not until mealtime, but
right.
I'll still pop it.
Yeah.
And it works fantastic. It really does.
You have to give me the name because I'd like to.
No, well, there's many. If you go to any vitamin store and just ask for a green coffee bean, and they'll give it to you, green coffee.
You know what? I was using acai. Now, everybody calls it acai. It's that bean. It's not a bean. It's like a blueberry. It looks like a blueberry. And it's a fruit. And what they do is they extract all the nutrients and all the pulp out of this acai berry, and like the coffee bean, you're supposed to take it a half an hour before you eat, and it is supposed to start breaking down the carbohydrates.
Yeah.
In fact, the way Dr. Phil described it was
Dr. Oz or Dr. Phil?
No, I'm sorry, you're right, Dr. Oz. He describes it as it literally blocks the liver from digesting or holding fat. So it goes into your lower bowels and you just poop it out.
Right. You just get it out of your system.
Yeah. So that was really working for me well, and it didn't make me jittery or anything. And then I just ran out and I never got it. Remember I always told you I lost like 12 pounds or something, 17 pounds? Yeah, that's what I was doing.
I don't even watch my weight anymore. Like I don't look at the scale. It's how I appear in the mirror and if my clothes fits.
Yeah, that's what I
do. That's the way I am. That's just
– Me too.
I'm really not a numbers person, and I'm not a calorie counter at all.
Oh, my gosh.
So you know.
Isn't that a nightmare?
What I just started to do, though, I just started doing push-ups. I used to do push-ups every single day, day and night, for years and years and years.
Really?
And my chest used to be like super strong, super bold. And then I was buff, but now I'm getting back to being buff.
Good.
And I just started, you know, doing the exercises because I have a large chest for a guy. I get it from my mother. So if I don't work out, then it does look like I have boobs. Aww. So when I work out, though, it looks like really good. I'm just worried for when I'm like 60, 70.
Ah, that's
oh, matter. My God.
Nobody's going to be.
I'll be wearing the man bro at that point.
my husband has man boobies, and so does my grandson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my son had them, too.
Oh, okay.
But when you really start developing them, they look outrageous.
Yeah, when you start to work out. And yeah. I just decide, you know, and I've had a strong, you know, that was my best feature like my whole life.
Yeah.
And then just the last couple of years, I just got lazy and I stopped working out.
It's amazing.
I chose money over muscle.
I would too.
Yeah.
I did. You know, it's amazing that you're having that problem in that area because you, in your profession, use your upper torso more than anything.
Well, right now, right, that's the case. Right now, because of the other physical work that I do, I've been working out. You know, that's a workout in itself,
going
up and down ladders. So between that and then plus, like I said, doing the push-ups every day, I'm now starting to feel like more confident and stuff like that. And the way my body looks, I'm starting to feel much better now.
And this, you're going to buff up quick because
memory. Yeah, well, muscle has memory.
Yeah. Mine always remembers not to do it.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. You put that down and you sit down and watch TV.
My muscles has Alzheimer's disease. Yeah, but you're going to really buff up quick because you do physical labor with your upper torso.
Yeah, I do. And then, you know, and I kind of feel good about it because I go up and down the ladder a lot. So that's helping me out with my legs also.
That's very good.
And my torsos.
Nothing looks worse than a tuchus that hits the back of your sneakers.
I'm telling you, it's terrible. Or having a flat ass, you know.
Is that a drink?
So,
I'll have a flat ass, please.
Yeah, why not? Sex on the beach?
Right.
Why not?
Flat ass, two rocks, that's it. Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
That's too funny.
Well, anyway, guys, I'd like to just give you the telephone number of the station if you'd like to call us in. And that number would be 800-930-2819. And if you'd like to get a mini reading with the both of us or a mini reading with one of us, it's fine.
Just give us a call. And if you want to discuss any topics, feel free, you know.
Absolutely.
We're pretty easy peasy.
Yeah, we are easy. And if you'd like a private reading with myself or a phone reading or a party, my number is 908-500-1474. And if you'd like a beautiful reading and very accurate, I must say, and extremely detailed from Artie, you can reach him on 877-ANGELS-02.
ANGELS-02. You know, I keep on getting these calls a lot of, like, many times a day. I get people calling my number and it's the wrong number because they dial my number is 877-ANGELS-02 and there's this other company, Angelo 2.
Oh, okay.
And so they dial Angel and then 02 rather than Angelo 2.
Right.
And so I get all these calls from all around the country. So so when it's a long distance call, most of the time it's going right into voicemail. And sometimes people will leave me a message. If it's for me, they'll leave me a message. And if it's not for me, then, you know, but because I get tired of picking up and say, oh, yeah, wrong number, wrong number. I just get tired of it.
No Angelo here.
No Angelo. We got an Artie, but no Angelo.
Hey, look what I got you.
What did you get me?
I got you chocolate-covered pretzels today.
Oh, God bless your soul.
Look, you know why I did that? Because I know that you're working very hard lately. And you could use a little pick-me-up.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've been – oh, my God. I've been waking up like 5:30 in the morning. This morning I woke up at 4:45. I had to get ready because my we're selling my father's house. My father's in a home. So we had to take out all the furniture from the house. Now it's finally gone, all of it.
God.
Thank God special pickup for the city is like tomorrow.
lucky.
And so they said, you know, just throw everything out and whatever the scavengers don't take, we'll throw out in the garbage. Right. And when I tell you, we have a whole entire house filled, of furniture outside our place. It's unbelievable.
I believe it. And you're going to see tomorrow when you go back before the garbage people come. You're going to see less than half there.
Yeah.
Because you know what? There are a lot of people that take the stuff, especially if it's in good condition, which I'm sure
that's
in excellent condition, knowing your mother.
Well, yeah, it's all, but a lot of it's been broken up. Not like as far as chopped up, but, you know, taking the drawers out and they're here and they're there and there. But that's fine with me, you know. Whatever.
Yeah, let them take. Well, a lot of people sell that stuff at flea markets and they make a living. So, in essence, what you're doing is you're being very generous to those who really need your help at this point.
Yeah, if you're going to throw out anything, make sure you really check out all the pockets. Make sure you check out all the drawers. You know, just check everything because there are people who leave lots of valuable stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, oh, this is really interesting. This is a true story. It's a story that I heard a long time ago, and it is very true. There was a fellow who bought an old picture. And it was this person was selling a picture of his grandfather and his grandmother. Well, anyway, when the guy brought it back, he wanted to have it reframed, this picture. And behind it, he found a copy of the original Declaration of Independence.
You know, I heard that story.
And sold it for $1 million.
I should only be so lucky.
Yeah, sold it for $1 million. I mean, that's a lottery winner. Seriously,
literally,
it's like a lottery winner.
It's more than a lottery.
But it happens. You know, there are people who – you know, I like that antique show on the road.
Oh, I love it too.
Oh, it is so interesting. The stuff that looks like, you know, I wouldn't give it to my dog to crap on it, you know, and it's so ugly. And yet it's worth, it's worth $35,000. It's like, oh my God.
You know,
we got to go for a break now. All right, everybody. You're with Sky and Artie at Angels and Answers. So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? Better.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
To the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows that...
Welcome back, everyone, to another few moments, few moments, the way we talk, of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. It's so nice that you've rejoined us.
You want to know something? Something that I've come across is that, you know, after speaking with a few clients, it's very difficult to live with somebody who is a perfectionist.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Because they very rarely give enough credit.
And they're never happy.
And they're never happy. They're right. Never satisfied. Very rarely satisfied. Always looking at what's not right.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating to be with somebody, whether it be business, whether it be partnership or anything.
Yes,
where they're when you have to live with somebody who is a perfectionist.
I know.
And it's just incredibly frustrating. And it's like you could do 90% right and they're giving all the attention to the 10% that's not right. And it's like when they have a very clean house and it's immaculate, like, oh my God, like I've been into people's homes and like there was literally maybe two shirts on the bed and they go, oh my God, look at, I'm so sorry. This is such a mess. I said, no, it's not.
Well, I'm not a perfectionist. That's, I hope you know that. I'll put it to you this way. My house is not dirty. It's not dirty. But
messy, there's a difference between a mess and dirty.
I always have laundry going. Always. Every time, right? Every time you visit, do I not have laundry going?
Yeah, you have laundry going all the time.
All the time. We're a lot of people, so there's laundry every single day. And if you lose a day, you're really messed up. Because you got a double.
You got a double load.
Right. Plus, I have two Neapolitan Mastiffs. Those are like two regular people. Plus, I have two small dogs.
Yeah, but they don't wear underwear or anything like that.
They don't. But, you know, you have to keep washing blankets.
Yeah.
The blankets that are on the sofa, you know, like throws and things like that. They have to be washed at least twice a week.
Yeah, because it starts to smell.
Yes. And then I have really big kennels for them that I keep in my huge family room. And their blankets get dirty. You were over the house one time and you said, Skye, what is that smell? That's because I didn't wash their blankets, their bedding in a week.
Oh, wow.
1 week.
Wow. Yeah.
And right away, as soon as he said it, I says, oh my God, yeah, I do smell that. And I just took them right to the wash and just washed them.
Well,
right
a lot
away.
Of times you can't smell stuff when you know, people, you know, if you have animal smell within you can't smell because it's in your system.
Yeah. But
so
you don't
you
smell
here.
Anything.
No, I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, I know.
And so as far as when you are a perfectionist and, you know, these are people who also have stomach issues. A lot of people who are perfectionists
have
stomach. Yeah, their nerves are shot. They're always on edge. You know, and I believe that these people who have grown up to be perfectionists are like that because they spend a lot of time trying to please their parents or trying to get their approval. And if you have one parent, just one parent, who's very anal retentive, about your grades or about cleaning up or about the, you try so hard that it makes you a neurotic. And yes. then you carry that over and you end up doing that to your kids.
Yes.
And so what I say to people is that if you, whatever it is that you wish your parents were that you didn't get, be that to your kids. But what happens, unfortunately, a lot of time, parents end up repeating what was given to them and they end up putting that on their kids and they say, I would never be like that. And they end up becoming exactly like that.
Yes.
And sometimes it's even worse.
This is so true. As far as my husband is concerned, in business, he is so anal as far as he is such a neurotic when it comes to our business. And, you know, he doesn't let anything pass by and he has zero level of tolerance when someone doesn't do anything right now. You could be the best at what we do. And we do have our own business. We work straight from New Jersey. We don't, you know, we do everything in the United States. So we do everything by hand. And what happens is if I have people working for me and they have been wonderful workers and then they screw up just a couple of times, you know, all that they've done in prior years to make the work beautiful goes down the toilet and all he sees is the bad. Well, you can't be like that. And there are a lot of dentists that we work with are like that. They are very unforgiving.
Right.
Most of the time, this is not something where you mass produce. This is dental work, crown bridges, dentures. Everyone is particularly different to their own
patient. In the medical field,
right.
People have to be perfectionists.
Exactly.
In this sense. You don't want a surgeon to say the word whoops.
Absolutely.
You know?
But this is a little different because in this profession, you have to take an impression. Now, the doctor has to make sure.
I didn't know you do impressions.
So, you know, the doctor has to take an impression. He has to make sure that what he's done is perfect. Then he takes an impression. Then he's got to hope that the impression dried long enough before he takes it out of the mouth. I mean, there's a million variables where something could go wrong before we even get it. After we get it, and we only have a model to work on, we don't have the actual patient. So it's ever in that impression is in that model.
Wait, let me just give everyone a heads up. Sky's husband has it's somewhat like a dental practice, but not a dentist.
Right.
They create crowns and they create bridges for them.
Right.
And
right, so here in the United States,
right.
Which is very unlikely
yes.
for a lot of people these
so,
days.
So this is what they do. So this is what she's talking about,
right.
About being a perfectionist. That's why we're talking about, you know,
yes.
being
and,
a dentist.
You know, and we have, of course, every mouth is different. So every case is different. So when we get the case, the doctor usually gives us a stone model or an impression that we pour a stone into that hardens. So that's all we have to work with. We don't have the actual patient. So if there's something wrong with that stone model, it's not our fault. It's usually the fault of something that could have happened in the office. But you know what? We don't put responsibility on the doctor. We don't put responsibility on ourselves. We just remake it for free. But my point is, because of this, and, you know, the doctors have a very short fuse. The dentists feel that no matter what they give us, it has to be perfection. But we could only work with what they give us. But they never take the blame.
Right.
It's always the lab's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean it to be. There's a lot of doctors we work with out there who are amazing and, you know, understand this. And there's a few of them, not too many, that they don't care what they give us. They want a perfect crown. It doesn't work that way. And that's being a perfectionist.
Right. When you're a perfectionist also, this is somebody who has a problem with micromanaging everybody and everything. And a lot of times they overly impose themselves upon somebody else and they expect everybody else to think like them.
Right.
And what their common sense is, isn't the same common sense for everybody else. You know, it's like when you're in your own practice, I don't care what you are, when you're a doctor, a lawyer, a mechanic, a carpenter, you know, there's a lot of, you know, you could be a receptionist, whatever it is. There's a lot of things that's common sense or common knowledge to the people in your profession, but everybody else outside your profession doesn't get your lingo, doesn't get, you know, how the mechanics are, you know, you condition your mind to be a certain way. And so it would be very advantageous. It would be very advantageous for you, you know, if you gave everybody a break and not be so anal retentive
right.
about, you know, how people aren't, you know, so perfect. But there is also the balance of the other way where people are just totally disrespectful and, you know, and that's not too good too. You know, there's a balance. You know, it's like Felix and Oscar.
Right.
Felix was a neurotic, was extremely clean, and Oscar was a total slob.
Right.
Whoever thought of that show was a genius because
right?
that's a great show.
I love it. I still watch reruns. In fact, I have Hulu and I have Netflix. And if you go on Netflix, you can pick up the old
shows.
Yes, I watch it all the time.
Yeah, it's fantastic. To get Netflix. I don't have Netflix. I got to get Netflix.
Oh, it's so worth it.
Yeah.
You know why? You could hook up five different people to a $6.99 bill a month.
Wow.
You could hook up six different people.
You could hook up
relatives.
A brother.
Yeah, you could hook up all your brothers, and you could have your Netflix for $6.99 a month, and you could watch, and they could watch anything they want. All they have to do is write in the name. In a little box, and it says search. You write the name of the movie, and it searches. And then they give you whatever is brand new for the month, whatever is classic. And then they have different categories, classics, anime, all kinds of like robot movies, you know, thrillers.
Everything.
It's great.
Everything.
It's great. And it's so cheap.
And it's so cheap. The best part about it, it's cheap.
It is cheap.
Yeah.
I like it.
As
you can tell.
I just wanted to let everybody know we got to go for a commercial break. Well, stick around because we're going to have a commercial for you like y'all wouldn't believe. You're going to tell all your friends and family. About the commercials. The best commercials are the Super Bowl commercials. They're so funny.
Oh, they do that on purpose.
I know. They're great.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
It's hard to even go to the bathroom now because you're afraid you're going to miss the commercials.
I know.
All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, the dynamic duo that we are, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Now somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another segment of Angels and Answers.
That's right.
With Artie and me.
Right now, we have a very patient person. Hopefully, she's still on.
Fran from
Hamilton Township. Hey, Fran.
Hi, Fran.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
We're good. Sorry we made you wait so long, really.
Oh, no, it's no problem. I enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
We appreciate that, Fran.
What can we do for you, sweetie?
I'll tell you, this last year has been very up and down over here, and even the year before. And I was just wondering, when is this cycle that I seem to be going through right now going to break its way out? Because some days it's really good for me, and there's other days where it makes it very hard and difficult for me to even make it through the day, like on the weekends and stuff like that.
Yes.
So I was thinking, what do you see, you know, right now, coming up?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I see that your life is something's going to happen during a warm period of time. I'm not saying it's going to happen this summer. It could possibly be next summer. But I think until you, I'm not even sure you're happy where you're living.
Uh-huh.
I'm feeling that, and when people are not happy where they're living, believe me, it takes its toll on your soul, and it takes its toll on your personality and your judgment, because you're just not happy.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't go home to being happy, then where can you go? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Do you have a pet?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Very good. You know, I feel as though, I know this sounds silly, but I feel as though you're getting a lot, or you should be getting nurturing from your pet. And I know this sounds crazy, but, you know, God put pets on this earth not just to feed and take care of, but they also give us a lot. And I feel as though you can draw strength from your pet. But I feel that things are going to start working out for you a little bit better when you start purging things, certain things out of your life. And it's going to be in the summertime months. You know what I mean?
As you start to make healthy choices for yourself personally, you're really very strong about who you accept into your life, what you accept into your life, and you keep on going.
And I made so many mistakes already. I don't want to do the same stupid mistakes again.
Well, you don't have to make the same mistakes again because you know.
Yeah. You know, but sometimes you go in with this clear slate, like thinking, well, things are going to be better in a minute. You fall down, but I know exactly what Artie's saying.
Yeah, you need to keep your faith. You need to keep your faith. And, you know, I really believe that when you talk to God and the angels on a daily basis and say, thank you for showing me beautiful miracles today. Thank you for showing me beautiful blessings. Your strength really is there. It will just be there. I also believe that when you paint your own place to be the kind of colors that you really, really appreciate it, and not just bland colors and not just, you know, just to have it nice and clean, but colors that you really appreciate.
Yes.
I was talking with somebody who really wanted to move bad, but they couldn't move, and their house isn't that bad. And I said to them, I said, why don't you paint the colors? I said, so if you want to live in Florida or you want to live in New Mexico, wherever you want to live, or even upper New England, I said, why don't you start painting your house, inside your house, the colors as if you're already there, and get furnishings as if, you know, wherever it is you want to be. It's a creative way for you to feel the sensation of, you know, having what it is you want without actually being there. But what's going to help you get through these times is your attitude. Having a positive attitude.
I think you're more or less in a rut right now. And you cannot be afraid to make choices. The only good thing that you know right now is not to make the same mistakes over and over again. And since you've been through times that you have just shared with us that you keep making the same mistakes, don't you think it's time to, before making some kind of judgments, just think about it and remember what you've been through so that you don't make a mistake and do the same thing again?
So long as you're fully aware, there's nothing wrong with making mistakes in life. So long as you don't allow yourself to keep on making the same mistakes over and over again. Now, a lot of times when you project yourself into a particular direction of your life, you don't know until something's whether it be bad or good. But not taking a chance at all
is worse.
Bad because then you are stifling yourself and you're jailing yourself by keeping yourself stagnant and not moving ahead or moving forward. So, you know, it's very important for you to go after towards a direction that really feels right with you, and you'll figure it out as you go along. But when people overly analyze, whether it be their relationship, whether it be their job, whether it be where they're living, if you're overly analyzing, that could paralyze you. It's your course of action that's going to help you get to where you need to be.
And if I were you, I wouldn't take so much clout in what other people say. I think you should stop telling too much of your business and letting other people choose for you, you know, because only you know what's right. And I feel like something really positive is going to be coming your way. Only if you step out of your comfort zone, like Artie was saying, move on, try to change your life in positive ways. Move out of your comfort zone. Try something different. Obviously it's not working out the way you're going about it now.
So
if you can walk out of your comfort zone a little bit, take the ride. Don't overanalyze. See where it leads you. And I guarantee you that things will work out for the best.
See, when we're born into our life, we are the main actor of our own life. We are the main actor. You know, we are the producer. We are the director. So are you going to play yourself as a victim or are you going to play yourself as the victor? You know,
no,
are you going to play yourself as somebody who's a survivor and who could, you know, overcome all obstacles? Or are you going to be the kind of person that just wallows in life circumstances? You know, don't make failure an option. You just keep going in until you do what you want to see accomplished. And while you're doing that, also treat yourself. It's very, very important for you to treat yourself to something very special and important. Well, not so much as important, just special and fun that you appreciate.
And, you know, remember I said about your pet? Pets are an amazing healing tool. Pets are taken to nursing homes. Pets are taken to children's wards when they're very ill. So, you know, they are in a soul level healers in a way. And I feel as though maybe you're not cuddling enough with your pet, or maybe you're not stroking your pet enough, because believe it or not, they can heal us. And another thing to do is that I don't think you're doing is calling in on your angels. Our angels are such a very big and important part of our lives that people forget and they don't call them in. And when you're having a difficult decision to make, I know myself, I always call in my angels and I always make sure that I listen to the first thought that I get after on a situation that I'm pondering over. So, you know, with all that said, if you can step out of your comfort zone, if you can go ahead and be a little bit closer with your pet and try to figure out something that you feel you'll be more comfortable with, I think that if you change everything like that, things are going to flow a little bit better in your life.
I think you should join a nudist colony.
I don't want to scare anybody. I'm on the heavy side.
Chunky Dunky. No, most people are. Believe me, most people are. No, I was just kidding about that. But seriously, just allowing yourself.
I'm just kidding too. I like your son to you.
You know something? Self-esteem has a lot to play in this too.
Yeah.
You have to have good self-esteem in order to be confident enough to make those steps. within your life.
But you know
just,
what
keep
it
saying,
is,
just keep saying
most
thank
of
you,
the
God,
time
for all
I
your
do
beautiful
feel good.
Blessings.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said most of the times I feel pretty good, but then, you know, you get those days where you're not like a little bit tired or you're a little frustrated or whatever it could be from the
and that's
lab
normal.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
and then
very,
somebody
well.
Makes a comment, and like some days you can go and like, you know, they say something to you and they turn around and say something like, oh, you got to get your big fat ass out of here, like something like that, right? And I turn around and say, duh, as if I didn't know it was big and fat, you got to remind me. You know what I mean?
Well,
so,
you know what?
And I can laugh it off.
You know what?
But other days
you
can't,
you
know?
You can't be responsible for what stupid people
yeah.
say at stupid times.
No.
But what you can be is take charge over your life and how you're going to perceive that.
It's how you mm-hmm. perceive yourself is the most important.
Well, we have to go on a break right now, Fran. So it was really nice speaking to you.
Take care,
well,
sweetheart.
Thank you very
have
much
a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
You. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. So listen, I want you to stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be back for some more fun.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day, his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm going to get that boy.
Tune in to the Angels and Ants Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back, everybody. And so the topic that we were talking about before are people who are perfectionists, and you don't get a gold star for always having to be perfect. And a lot of times people cage themselves by always trying to be perfect. And there's a lot of things that are perfect in the imperfection, especially in artwork. You know, like it's interesting, like I've gone into a couple of homes where people have purposely painted like cracks in the wall to make it very rustic looking, like the rustic look.
That's Tuscan. Is very cool. Tuscan. Tuscan. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a designer. I know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's called the Tuscan look. Old Tuscany.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's very beautiful.
Yeah. No, it's, I think it's very nice. And I really do.
Did you ever see where in that crack they make like a simulated brick? They draw a simulated.
Yes.
Isn't that lovely?
Yes. Yeah. No, it's very cool. It's very cool. But like I said, you know, I feel sorry for everybody, for anybody who is living with somebody who's an extreme perfectionist, or if you're working for somebody who's an extreme perfectionist. It's very difficult because it makes you feel very caged, and you feel like you're always doing something wrong, even when nothing is wrong, or they're giving you that impression.
Yes.
And it's just very important that you stay in your own world and let the people who choose to be perfectionists, let them just stay in their world as perfectionists. It's not that you are not perfect yourself, because we're all perfect in our own right. It's just the expectations of perfection is what screws us up, you know. And
this is true. It's hard to live with a perfectionist because it feels as though nothing that you do is right, you know. And it's really sad, because I know that a lot of I have a lot of clients who will tell me that they're having trouble with their spouses. And when I say, well, what's the problem? It's that nothing that they do could be right. Nothing is ever right. And, you know, that leads me to believe that that's a perfection problem, you know, and it's not the person who's coming to me and being read. It's actually the hang up of the person that she's with, her spouse or his spouse, you know. And there are doctors where, you know, if it's that aggressive and you want to keep a good relationship, there are doctors, psychologists that have really specialized in that. Because, you know, that goes right into OCC, right? OCD?
Yeah.
OCD. So, and that's a very big problem once you get OCD.
Yeah.
So, you know, I always tell people that have that problem to see a therapist.
Yeah, especially germophobics.
Oh.
I can't stand that.
I love to eat germs. No. 99.9% of my body is germs.
But, you know, there is a time and a place where being perfect, you know, you have to be right on the money. You know, when it comes to taxes, when it comes to, you know, again, a lot of medical situations, and you know, it's important to be right on the money. But it's also just as important to give leeway to other people. And if you're living with somebody who makes you feel very uncomfortable because things always have to be perfect, always have to be clean, dinner always has to be on time, you know,
laundry perfect.
Yeah, everything always
drawers
has to be.
Drawers always neat.
You know, and it's great. Hey, listen, it's nice to have a clean place.
Yeah.
It's nice. I mean, I totally appreciate when my place is clean, and I totally appreciate it when it's there. But I also feel like it's just as important to be able to live in your own space and place and feel very comfortable. And it's okay to let your hair down. You don't always have to be on the money.
Yeah. You know, everything in moderation, just like, you know, the old adage goes, everything in moderation is normal. Anything in excess, any excess behavior, it's absolutely unnormal. And, you know, just take like overeaters, people who eat too much. What happens when you eat too much? You get fat. What happens when you get fat? You compromise your health. So therefore, it's an unhealthy behavior. Well, so is being what we're discussing right now.
Yeah, it's basically an obsession.
Yeah.
That's what
right.
It is.
It is.
It is an obsession.
Yeah.
And people where you have to watch what you say, you have to watch what you do, and everything has to be on. That is not living. And if you're under those circumstances, whether it be work or home, I'm telling you, you're in
it's
the
hard.
Wrong place.
It's
yeah.
Hard.
And if you are the perfectionist, then, you know, cut people slack. And when you start cutting people slack, they're going to appreciate you a lot more.
Right.
And a lot of times when people are living with perfectionists, they tend to be passive aggressive, or they tend to be very resentful. And so therefore they purposely do things because they know every little thing bothers you, because everything you do bothers them. As far as always trying to be perfect, if you're the perfectionist, then they are going to purposely not be as attentive. And, you know, so what? So there's a blanket hanging out on the couch where it shouldn't be, or there's a pillow that's on the floor that shouldn't be in the moment. I mean, if it's every once in a while, it's not a big deal. If it's a way of life, that's a different story.
I kind of like every, a house every, like that.
Yeah, where it's lived in.
Yeah, it's, where it's very lived in. Listen, with my two boys, the big guys, if there's not a blanket or a pillow off the couch, I get worried that they're not well. Or with the kids, if I don't find a bag of potato chip crumbs on the floor in the family room, something's not right. And I would prefer that. I would prefer having to clean up those little messes and knowing my kids are happy that they can grow up in an environment where they don't learn to be dirty, but they learn that their family loves them enough to let them enjoy their home, because it's so important for kids to be able to enjoy their home. Mm-hmm. You know, in the old
days, you want to create a nice environment where everyone feels comfortable.
Right. In the older days, excuse me, my throat's like so bad with the allergies.
Yeah.
In the older days, do you remember out there, guys, how people used to put plastic on their couches? And every time you sat on a plastic-covered couch in the summertime, you would exfoliate your body.
Yeah, you'd be sticking to it.
Yeah. And it was terrible. And that was because they didn't want to mess up the furniture. How ridiculous.
When you're having a living room or a particular room where it's a showpiece.
Right.
And it's like, oh, no, you know, it's like, be careful, be careful, be careful.
If that's the way you got to live, that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Only because you want to enjoy your things.
Right.
You know,
you want to just enjoy life. And that,
right.
And that's the most important thing, is literally create your space and place
right.
to be, you know, friendly, to be warm, to be loving, to be open,
to be lived in,
to be lived in. And if people are like being disrespectful to you, you know, down outright disrespectful, then these people are situations you got to block out of your life so that, you
right.
know.
Exactly.
It's not so much of an annoyance or being disrespectful to you.
I agree. You know, it's funny when last summer, before I took apart my office so that my grandson could have, you know, his own room, they were still little and, you know, we just never got around to it. And I had just redecorated it, and I just wanted to see it for a little bit longer. But anyway, you know, he felt very funny inviting his friends over to the house. So when I found out that was the problem, I dismantled my office immediately, because he felt as though he was embarrassed to say that he slept in the same room with his sister. So when I found that problem out, we dismantled my office. And we went ahead and we set up my office as a bedroom for him, because it is only a 4-bedroom house. So now that he's got his own bedroom, you think he invites his friends over? No. Mm. So I know for sure that even though he blamed his friends, he wanted his own space to be comfortable in.
Right.
You know, he wanted a place where he can get away, not have anybody around him, including his sister, and just be comfortable in his own space. And that's kind of basically what we're telling you about your homes. You've got to be comfortable in your own space. You go out to work, you work hard. When you come home from work, you want to know that there's an inviting, happy place where you can dwell. And we're not saying to be dirty, because cleanliness is next to godliness. But what we're saying is to have that balance. So if a pillow's on the floor or a blanket's on the floor, it's not such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a vacuum cleaner. You're not saying that, you know, there's got to be garbage all over the place. Of course not. That's ridiculous. But if you didn't get a chance to put the laundry away last night, you put it away today. Not a big deal.
All right, everybody. You're with Sky and Artie. If you want to have a private reading with Sky, call
908-500-1474.
And my number is 877-ANGEL-02, or you could check out ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman@gmail. All right, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.